help Indonesia access more market and improve economic ties with the region.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. The government continues to work on improving the quality of education in Indonesia by implementing various strategic policies. One of the key initiatives is the education report. Ofra has the full detail.
The Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Prof. Abdul Mukti, highlighted that the education report is an essential tool for mapping the quality of education across different sectors. He shared this during the media briefing on the Education Report 2025 on Tuesday. According to the minister, the Education Report is part of the government's ongoing efforts to raise the overall quality of education nationwide.
Dengan rapor pendidikan ini diharapkan dapat menjadi masukan bagi pemerintah.
With this Education Report, we hope to provide valuable input for local governments to meet the minimum service standards for education, which aligns with our strategic plan for national education development.
Minister Abdul Mukti also mentioned that the report will help evaluate the challenges within the education sector. This will allow both central and local governments to work together to develop strategies that improve access to education and raise its quality, ensuring a brighter future for all.
The Palestinian government confirmed its trust in Indonesia's support for Palestinian independence during a meeting between Special Envoy Mahmoud Al-Habbas and President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday. Dora Pardede reports.
The Palestinian government has reaffirmed its trust in Indonesia as a consistent supporter of the Palestinian people's struggle for independence. This was said by the special envoy of the President of Palestine, Mahmoud Al-Habbas, after a meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting, Al-Habbas delivered a special letter from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to President Prabowo. The letter discussed the strong peace between Indonesia and Palestine, as well as the ongoing situation faced by the Palestinian people.
We handle a special letter from the President of Palestine, President Mahmoud Abbas, to His Excellency, the President of Indonesia, regarding the common relationship between Indonesia and Palestine, and regarding the issue of Palestine in general, especially the bad situation in Palestine under the continuous Israeli aggression, which was renewed this morning, as you know.
Al-Habbas also explained the current condition in Palestine and expressed gratitude for Indonesia's unwavering support of the Palestinian cause. The meeting highlighted Indonesia's strong commitment to supporting Palestinian independence and further strengthening the bond between the two nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Disaster Mitigation Ahead of Eid al-Fitr with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on disaster mitigation ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Entering the holy month of Ramadan in Islamic calendar, which coincides with March this year, the Indonesian people, who the majority are Muslims, were shocked by the flood disaster in several regions in Indonesia. For example, on March the 3rd, several regions in Indonesia were hit by floods caused by high rainfall and overflowing rivers. Based on data from the National Disaster Management Agency, there were 641 disasters in Indonesia from January the 1st to March the 17th. The majority were wet hydrometeorological disasters, such as floods, extreme weather, and landslides. The areas that were severely affected by the floods included the capital Jakarta and several areas bordering it, such as Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Karawang. The Indonesian government has moved quickly in handling this flood disaster, by sending disaster teams and opening shelter posts for affected residents. Facing natural disasters, especially ahead of Idul Fitri, which is the biggest holiday in Indonesia, celebrated after Ramadan, the public is asked to remain vigilant against the extreme weather that is currently occurring because it is predicted to last for the next few weeks. According to the agency, the potential for extreme weather is still lurking in several regions of Indonesia, especially in Jawa, Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Maluku. Therefore, maximum preparation are very important to do. The government and the community must work together to mitigate disasters, among other things by following weather information, preparing emergency equipment, and knowing evacuation routes. In addition, people must also reduce the risk of disaster or take preventive measures by planting trees, avoiding development in disaster-prone areas, and developing effective irrigation systems. Natural disasters can indeed occur at any time. However, the risk of losses caused can be minimized by making various disaster mitigation efforts. That was Coventry.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus dan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum, tersipu, kulihat dirimu.
Tertadu, termaru, kurasa diriku.
Jikalah perjumpaan kita.
Ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu.
Tergoda, terjaga hatimu diriku.
Jikalah perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita.
Ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu.
Tergoda, terjaga
hatimu diriku.
Dikala perjumpaan kita. Sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku.
Kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus dan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa,
Bayangkan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu
melihat dirimu.
Terbang sebelum
ku rasa diriku.
Jikala perjumpaan kita
terpikat tersentuh
hatiku dirimu.
Tergoda sejarah
hatimu diriku.
Jikala perjumpaan kita.
Thank you. Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, well, really, this is extraordinary. It means that I'm still loyal to company you listeners up to now. Hopefully, maybe you are doing your daily activities, you are working, or you are studying, or you are maybe on the way. I hope that you are able to do your best. You are on the way, you are heading for one destination. I hope that you are able to arrive at your destination safely. When you are working, studying, and many more activities, you can do your best, you can do it very well or enthusiastically, and even this can make you have such better improvement. Well, listener, for the next segment here, we have already set this. We have also our music corner and even our filler. Next with our Indonesian wonder related to our culture. And we have also another segment such, you know, when you would like to learn Indonesian language. Yes, it is about the program of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This is that we have already set also, that would like to accompany you to make you such have an easiness in learning Indonesian language, and also other songs that would like to entertain your participation. So finally, I am Al Faisal. Once again, I would like to say have a nice day for you all, especially for Muslim when you are doing your daily fasting in the holy months of Ramadan. I hope that you can keep the faith, you can keep what? keep stronger until the time when you waiting for Maghrib prayer, when you break your fasting. Still do it with your dedication, full of dedication of your life only to the God. Then for other people, you are doing activities that just take your time, take it easy, and make it as important as possible, and make it as better than before. So finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty. Have a nice day and stay tuned at www.voynews.id, and you are still continuing listening to our program. Have a nice day, listener.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Choir presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Jangan nonton di warahku mama. Ayam jajan.
bahaya atau kira yang beli kuota. Ayam jajan hente di warung ku ayam jajan hente di dangu ku tete. Pura-pura hente boga padahal duit mah ayah penepedek.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Tomas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
VOA listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gedong Songo Temple, which is the name of a Hindu heritage temple complex in Candi Village, Bandung and South District, Semarang Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia, precisely on the slopes of Mount Ungaran. In this temple complex, there are 9 temples. Gedong Songo Temple was discovered by Thomas Stanford Raffles in 1804, and it is a relic of Hindu culture from the 9th century of Shailendra dynasty. The temple is situated at an altitude of about 1,200 meters above sea level, so the air temperature here is quite cold, ranging from 19 to 27 degrees Celsius. The location of 9 temples is scattering on the slopes of Mount Ungaran, which has beautiful natural scenery. In addition, this tourism attraction is also equipped with pools from sulfur-containing springs, camping areas, and horse riding tours. Listener, it takes about 40 minutes to reach the temple by motor from Ambarawa City through the uphill road that slopes up to 40 degrees sharply. The temple can also be reached in 10 minutes from Bandungan tourism attraction. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Semua rinduku punya arti satu, ku ingin miliki diri. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and a resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali, which means that's a lot. Anting, anting, which means earrings. Ibu, ibu, which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga, telinga, which means ear. Panjang, panjang, which means long. Konon, konon, which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat, masyarakat, which means community or people. Suku Dayak, suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. Wanita, wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, The woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Kota baru punya bermega, bermega bunga manapun di taman cara, bunga manapun di taman cara. Bertemu lawan agenda, agenda iman di dadaran Malaya, iman di dadaran Malaya.
warna darahku, putih warna tulangku, merah putih benderaku. Hadir dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong, lawan senjata song-song, penjajah tolak menyerah, salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan berdengker, let's make up the war.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia tuh ini.
Angkat tanganmu, hey, tuk Indonesia, hey, semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik, yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lo kawan atau lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tersaka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh. Dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya. Gak tahu gimana menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta. Aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan berdampingan, tidak buru-buru gandeng. Aku pernah
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a sap.
这是由佳达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33255千赫和47555千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
听众朋友你好，我 Annie， 祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息。其中之一是遭遇网络诈骗的印尼公民抵达印尼，遭遇人质劫持和暴力。我们还会播放一些在印尼流行的印尼歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的独特。开始本期的节目，请收听新闻。听众朋友，接下来请各位收听播报新闻。新闻提要：第一，埃朗亚报道称，今年的经济状况依然强劲。第二，巴勒斯坦确认信任印尼支持巴勒斯坦独立。第三，遭遇网络诈骗的印尼公民抵达印尼，遭遇人质劫持和暴力。回听中，接下来请各位收听播报新闻内容。印度尼西亚经济动作部长 Erlangga Hartarto 3月18日向 Prabowo 总统报告了有关国家经济状况的最新发展，经理特区的发展计划以及以色列国际经济合作。在雅加达独立宫会见媒体后， Erlangga 解释说，关于巴当经济特区，包括我总统对印尼与中国互鉴之间的两国双原子合作很感兴趣。此次合作旨在鼓励对巴当经济特区的工业投资，投资计划为46万与印尼盾。埃朗格解释说，此次合作是普罗旺总统与习近平主席之间会晤的合作行动。此外，埃朗格还回报了农萨和新尔萨里等其他经济特区的发展情况。在农萨面积将得到扩大，并计划引入多个数据中心，以及同时 在新阿萨里经济特技国王学院已经投入运营，未来将与马里女王学院一起成为拉舍集团的一部分。对国家经济状况，埃朗尔强调，印尼经济基本面依然强劲。另外，二月份采购经理人指数消费值信心指数创下53.6的高位，一月份信贷增长10.3%，而月底外汇储备也处于高位。此外，印尼截至2025年2月的贸易外资盈利的顺差66.1亿美元，其中二月份出口额最高达140亿美元。巴勒斯坦政府终身对印度尼西亚是始终如一的支持巴勒斯坦人民斗争的国家之一的信任。巴勒斯坦总统宗教事务顾问兼伊斯兰教法最高法官Mahmoud Al-Abbas 3月18日在雅加达独立宫与印度尼西亚共和国总统 Prabowo Subianto 会晤后，向媒体发表了此声明。他和巴勒斯坦政府还对印尼全力支持巴勒斯坦人民的斗争和全力表示感谢。
We trust，
我们信任印尼，我们信任印尼在巴勒斯坦斗争中的立场。我们坚信印尼政府和印尼人民将继续支持巴勒斯坦争取自由和独立。Inshallah.
Continue supporting Palestine for the freedom of Palestine, for the independence of Palestine. Inshallah.
会见期间，Al-Habbas 向巴勒斯坦总统 Prabowo Subianto 征得了巴勒斯坦总统 Mohammad Abbas 的一封特别信函，信中谈到了印尼与巴勒斯坦的双边关系以及巴勒斯坦人民当前面临的局势，特别是在以色列这些侵略下巴勒斯坦的演进局势。会晤进一步证实了印尼支持巴勒斯坦独立和加强两国关系的坚定承诺。印尼政府已成功从缅甸遣返554名遭受网络诈骗的印尼公民，所有印尼公民的遣返过程将分三个阶段进行，第一阶段和第二阶段已于3月17日周二抵达印度尼西亚，第三阶段将于周三抵达。政治与安全事务动作部长穆迪古纳万在元旦省丹格朗的苏加诺哈达机场首批印尼公民后表示，印尼公民的减